can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. It is a Tuesday podcast. Al, what is in your butt? How are we doing?
Hi, Jerry. You're not looking in there.
No.
So my car is being repaired, so I got a car rental yesterday.
Yeah, which, by the way, can be exciting sometimes.
It is kind of exciting because you always get a new car.
Yeah.
So I got a new car. I got a Nissan Altima.
Okay.
Which
I had an Altima back in the day.
Yeah, I had one a number of years ago. I had a 2012 Nissan Altima.
The black one,
yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that.
So that was cool. But you do have to get used to then all your things, like the radio, the wipers, the crew. I'm a big cruise control guy into work. Yeah, I love a cruise control on my way to work. So I like to do that. What the hell keeps you awake?
I mean, you're really taking away one major part of driving, which relaxes you even further.
Yeah, and because what I'll do, when I'm in cruise control mode, I am sitting there like a catcher almost. My right leg is up, relaxed. Now, there's going to be a time when I'm going to need to push on the brakes. It's going to take me a few seconds to get there.
Yeah, well, you might have a few seconds.
Yeah, but today, since it was new to me, this was in a newer car, I had my foot near the gas pedal.
All right.
Gas and brake.
Yeah.
But one thing I kept forgetting to do, and I knew this was going to happen, was to hold my easy pass up when I got to the tolls, because normally it's stuck in my on my windshield.
Yeah.
But this is not my car. I'm not going to stick it on the windshield. First thing I went through, forgot it.
Oh.
Then getting off of the turnpike, I remembered it. Going through the Holland Tunnel, forgot it.
Oh, boy. You're going to have a problem.
So where's that going?
So what I think is going to happen is that will go to the car's registered license plate, which will go to the insurance company, which will then come to you with a penalty as well.
With a fee?
Between the rental car, I mean, you're getting your car fixed, so this is going to cost you a pretty penny.
Because I'm missing,
they're just not going to send you what the toll is for the Holland Tunnel. I find that hard to believe.
Oh.
The rental company is going to say, "Hey, by the way, you owe us $17.50 for the toll, and for the administrative costs and fees, your penalty is $29 as well."
I see.
Twice.
Ugh.
Because you did it twice.
Yeah, you know I'm going to do it a number of times on this trip.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. Kind of
good
screwed.
Luck with that.
Also, when I was leaving the car rental place, I'd signed all the paperwork and everything. As I'm walking out the door, the guy goes, "Oh, by the way, no pets."
That's going to be problematic. You might as well just buy this car.
That is going to be a problem.
Just tell the people at the shop, keep my car and try and sell it. I'm going to buy this one.
Yeah, I'm just going to end up buying this used rental car. And I decided, I was looking around, I was like, how can I transport my dog in this thing without it causing a big problem? And I was like kind of eyeballing it. I think I could put like garbage bags over the seats.
Oh, better than over the dog. Okay.
Yeah, not over the dog. Garbage bags over the seats to protect the thing.
The problem you're going to have, as we've talked about, you're going to have dog hair in the air.
Yeah, dog hair flies.
And unless you are going to vacuum that thing in the parking lot next to the rental car agency and just drop it off real quick, good luck. Because that's going to be another thing you're going to have to pay for if they find animal hair in it.
I just deny? Was no animal in this car.
You can do that, I suppose, but I guarantee you that some of the paperwork you signed is that when you took over this car, there were no damages to it.
Correct.
Were no signs of animal hair. I guarantee you signed something declaring the car was in perfect shape.
What if I said to the car rental place, "Sir, this is my hair," and I'm offended?
You're bald.
I was bald. I mean, I'm bald.
You are bald.
I'm bald now because all of my hair is in this car.
You took your pants off and rubbed all your pubic hair onto this seat.
I did not rub my pubic hair in this rental car.
There's nothing there. I mean, you're really going to take it in the butt.
I'll say to the guy, I'll be like, "I had a full head of hair when I rented this car." I don't know what is going on in the interior.
Now that would be funny.
Of this Nissan Altima, but now I'm bald. Yes, is there hair all over this rental car? There is. It came out of my head because of some sort of cleaning product you guys are using.
I want to know who's going to pay more for this car, the insurance company or you? With all your,
not me.
With all your penalties. And
no, fine. I'm gonna return a very nice, clean car, Jerry.
Okay.
I'm going to vacuum it out.
Yeah, but there's nothing you can do about the tolls.
The tolls is a problem.
They got you on that.
The tolls is a problem.
And then if they do notice the dog hair, I mean, you're going to be in for a few $100 here.
Know what else I don't like? They gave me a rental car with a different state's license plate.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Yeah, but now I look like a target to the criminals on the streets in New York.
I suppose they see a
person driving up with
what
plates.
State you got? Rhode
Texas.
Island? Oh, Texas.
I got one of those Fugazi Texas
fake
plates.
Fake license plate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did ask the guy, I go, why all the Texas? He goes, oh, it's cheaper to register your car in Texas.
That's also why I believe U-Haul is based out of Arizona.
Oh, cheaper to register everything there.
I believe cheaper to do business there. If you look at most U-Haul trucks, I believe a lot of them have Arizona plates.
Now, can I just register my car in Texas, or do I have to have
You have to have residency.
Oh. Well, I don't have that.
Right, so you can't. No, you could buy a small apartment and claim some sort of residency. But
that seems like a lot of steps.
Like a lot of
to get a cheaper version. Car registration, really not that expensive, is it? Was it $40?
Yes. Well, but it's also the cost of doing business and the insurance they have to pay.
Yeah.
I imagine they pay less insurance fees in Texas than they would in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and places like that.
Yeah, we pay the most. We're the worst.
Yes, we do. My Allstate bill every month is insane.
Yeah.
Between the car, life insurance, the house insurance, the umbrella policy.
Oh, I love an umbrella policy.
It is ridiculous. It really is.
Yeah,
I think I pay $9.50 a month in insurance. Think about that. It's crazy. Now, again, my son turned 20 today, but I have a driver who was a teen. So his premium, and yes, I actually do. He pays for everything. I do pay the insurance, which I told him when he turns 21, he's taking over. But yeah, I think we're $9 something a month in insurance.
That seems like a lot.
It's ridiculous. I have some life insurance policies there.
Yeah.
So it's part of it, but it's still crazy.
Hmm. I saw a thing in the newspaper, Jerry. It said that Chicago.
The band?
No, the actual city of Chicago was crowned the rattiest city in America.
Okay.
They have the most rats.
I could see that. I could see that because in Chicago, they stacked the garbage behind the buildings. And my guess is that's got to be a complete disaster, what's going on back there. So I could see that.
Yeah, the rattiest city. Los Angeles was number two.
Okay.
New York didn't come until number three.
When I think of Los Angeles, I don't think of a city. I think of Santa Monica.
Yeah,
me
too. I think
of the beautiful beach.
Yeah, I don't think of like a downtown Los Angeles.
Neither do I. I think of Beverly Hills. I think of Santa Monica. I think of San Diego, which is obviously a couple of hours from L.A., but I never think of like you say New York City, I think of Manhattan. You say Chicago, I think of downtown Chicago. I hear L.A. I think beautiful palm trees, sunshine, and the beach.
Sometimes when I think of L.A., I think of just a highway of traffic. Because that's I always imagine there's a lot of traffic in Los Angeles.
That's pretty awful. There was, when I was with Columbia, we went out to, what was the school? Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Out there, I can't think of the name of it. Anyhow, we had a free day before they were playing. I think the game was at like 6 o'clock out there, which was 9 o'clock in New York. But me and my partner, Dallin Cuff, who's now with ESPN, we had like all day. There was no shoot around, actually. They canceled it that day. So we went to breakfast and we'll go do something. And we drove around Hollywood and we just did some stuff, not realizing the traffic we were going to hit coming back. And we were panicked. We thought we were going to not only miss the interview with the coach, we thought we would miss the game because was the 405? Is that
yes,
five lane highway that is
jammed
with cars? We made it, but I mean barely made it. And that was our welcome to LA moment.
Yes.
And I was like, I remember telling him, I am never leaving the hotel again. And we were there all week. I'm like, I'm not leaving ever again. Not leaving.
Right. You can't risk it.
What's the name of that college? It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
You can't risk that, Jerry.
Yeah, it was really something. Let's see. How would you even Google this?
Beautiful colleges in Los Angeles.
Beautiful.
I know it's not USC because that's in the middle of like a terrible part of town.
It's not. It wasn't even in LA, I don't think. I think it was by Palisades, right? The Palisades, that's not Los Angeles, is it?
That I don't know.
Let's see. All right, beautiful colleges and Southern University. Oh, Pepperdine. There it is.
Oh, Pepperdine.
No,
beautiful.
I'm sorry. Wrong. It was Loyola Marymount. That's where we were. That's where we were. That was, and it actually does say Los Angeles. And Pepperdine's in Malibu. That's what I was thinking of. But Loyola Marymount was, I mean, stunning. It was so nice.
Makes you wonder, like, why didn't we go to school?
Because we're stupid.
Oh, you got to be smart to get in there?
No. I didn't mean it. Probably.
Oh, you mean we're stupid that we didn't think of that.
And you and I didn't exactly have the best SAT scores.
No.
But you're, well, why don't we live there? I mean, you know, we are where we are. We're used to this area. This is where we grew up. This is where we're stuck.
I know. We all, a lot of people, we just stay where we're born.
I have a friend of mine who is from this area and just had a kid not too long ago and has an opportunity right now to move out to Southern California. And it's a hard decision. Not because he doesn't want to go, but the whole family stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing if you live in New Jersey and you get a job in Pennsylvania. Not so bad. You live in Jersey, you get a job in Boston. Tough. But you know what? It's a couple of hours. It's not that big a deal.
Right. Even Florida.
Even Florida, you can make that case. California's far. So I don't know what he's going to do. I would love to have that decision to make because that sounds lovely. Like, you think Burkhardt is not just like loving life out there? I would think so.
Yeah, he went from New Jersey to California.
And he's
got cash.
Well, that too. I'm pretty sure he lives relatively close to Santa Monica. Like, I don't think he's more than 5 or 6 blocks away from the beach, I don't think.
It always makes me wonder, though, too. Like, so Kevin Burkhardt gets the job with Fox.
Yeah.
He's living in New Jersey. How do you decide where you're going to live when you go to another state?
So I would think when a company like Fox hires you, I would think they would help you in terms of getting you a credible real estate agent that would help you find what you're looking for. I mean, we watch these shows on TV when they all of a sudden, you know, nice couple from Minnesota, they'd like to move to Brazil.
Yeah, and you got to get a local Brazilian real estate agent.
Yes. So, you know, Island Life, that's another one of those shows where people move from the States and they end up in Bermuda or the Bahamas or something.
But I wonder, especially, like, let's say you're retiring somewhere and you're going to move to another state. Let's say you're going to go to North Carolina or South Carolina. You're now not, like, if you're moving for work, you want to be relatively near your work because of your commute.
You would think,
but if you don't have a commute, where do you want to be near?
So that would be up to you. Like, I would like to be closer to a beach than I would inland. I would think Eddie, I think, would like to probably move near mountains and where there's trails. For me, beach and golf courses, you know, and I would like to think that, A, you do your own research first, especially with the internet, and B, you would think a real estate agent would kind of put you in a spot for your budget and get you close to as much as what you want. Like, if I asked you the perfect retirement setting for you, what would you say? And don't say solitary confinement. That doesn't work.
I would say somewhere with nicer temperatures, of course, nicer weather.
Right.
With areas where I can walk to dinner.
Okay. Like close to a downtown.
Yeah. Something like that.
Interesting. All right.
And near the water, I also like.
Gated community?
Sure.
Would that not be?
A domed community, Jerry. I want to be in a dome where no one can get. Well, I don't even have birds fly by.
I don't know if we're going to find you that anywhere.
Jerry, we have the election is in 2 weeks, I was reading.
How about that?
2 weeks. You know what I was thinking about? You know how we're very, people either love Trump or hate Trump.
Very divisive, yes.
Love Kamala or hate Kamala.
Yep.
What if we, like, instead of voting for a person, we didn't know who, like, it was a team of people, right? So it's a team of people. And we don't know who this team of people is. But they provide you with, there's categories, and they'll tell you what their take is on these categories and what their plan is, and then you look at that and vote based on that.
It's pretty much the way the voting system has been for 200 years. You vote Republican or Democrat.
No, but if we knew, like, if we didn't know whether it was Republican or Democrat, and we got a list, and they're like, here's two, you have to vote for one of these two. Mm-hmm. You have to vote for A or B. A says of immigration, this is their plan. B says this is their plan. You go, okay.
So you're saying if we didn't know who the candidates were.
And we weren't judging based on the way someone acts, the way someone talks, the way someone looks.
But it was basically just policies of candidate A against the policies of candidate B. Who are you taking?
Yeah. And that way you would have to weigh things. Like, you'd be like, okay, well, this candidate thinks this about abortion, but this is about immigration, and this is more important to me, so I'm going to choose A or B.
The problem with that is you could have the biggest dweeb that believes in all this stuff, but that dweeb would then be the face of your country.
Also, I mean, we need 10 dweebs, like a panel of 10 dweebs.
But there's got to be, someone has to be in control.
Because then we'd be like, oh, Putin wants to meet? Well, we've got 10, our 10 leaders will meet you.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. Yeah. But I think ultimately someone has to make a decision. And you could see fist fights happening. You know, because it's hard enough for two people to get along.
Yeah.
For 4 years. You want to get 9 or 10 people to get along? I mean, you would have to have 10 incredibly like-minded people that are not going to challenge one another on any of their beliefs. And things change. Like, circumstances change. So you might be for topic A now, but then God knows what happens 3 months from now. And you know what? You don't believe in that anymore. So I think you really do have to have... Now, there are checks and balances. I mean, that's what we have. That's how things are set up, so that while you might be the president, you also don't have total power and total control. I mean, you don't. So... I think we sort of have what you're saying,
but I feel like people are voting based on the
100%
the person versus what their what their policies are.
Well, I've said this forever, though, Al. How many people, and I mean this sincerely, if you polled 1,000 people randomly on election day, I don't care if it's in 2 weeks, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 12 years ago, 16 years ago. How many of those 1,000 people do you think could really tell you why and what those person, what that candidate actually stands for? They might pick one thing they like. There's no way that they know everything about that person. I'm sorry.
Go, oh, I could never vote for blank. And then they vote the opposite.
There are people that will say, I will never vote Republican.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Why? He's a Democrat. Well, what does that mean? Like, what don't you like about, and people, I'm telling you, people don't know. They don't know their ass from their elbow and yet speak like they do. And that's the biggest thing that drives me nuts about, you know, people that have these very stern opinions and then literally couldn't back up anything of what they're talking about.
And we also don't know, too, when somebody's running on something, that we don't know that they're going to follow through with that.
Never.
Once they become the president, or even if they have the full power to do the things they say they want to do.
They make false promises.
Yeah,
They might be well-intended, but can't follow through.
Yeah, I remember, and I don't even know the details of this, but the elder George Bush, remember he was like, no new taxes. Yes. And then at some point he had to raise taxes.
And he realized, holy crap, we need to raise taxes.
Yeah, like that. People may have voted for him because of no new taxes.
Absolutely.
And at some point he had to raise the taxes.
I'll ask you one. Okay, so here's one. And I've seen this on every commercial. And really, it's been both candidates. So I'm not picking on one or the other. But I've seen ads for both Trump and Harris. And I know they portray it differently. Like, Harris has the one commercial talking about how Trump is going to lower taxes on the rich and not do much for the middle class. I see Trump talking about Harris making what will be broken promises. I then see Harris ads talking about how she's going to lower the middle class's taxes. And do you know how many presidential candidates have talked about lowering middle class taxes?
Yeah.
And while they might lower them slightly, there's zero impact to our lives. Like,
they all run on that.
Yes, and you know how many people I would think might vote for one of the other just based on a slogan or a promise that's in a commercial that will have no impact on anything you do on a day-to-day basis? Honestly, you've said this many times. There's no doubt things change, but in day-to-day life, over the past, let's say from the younger Bush to Obama, to Trump, to Biden, okay? How much has your life changed, really? You personally, how much has your life really changed?
Yeah, not much that I could pinpoint.
Food prices are more expensive right now.
But they will always they'll be more expensive in 5 years and in 10 years. And
right. Exactly. I don't know, man. Other than prices changing a little bit now, the one thing that does scare me, and I've told you this many times, internationally, I am concerned about what's going on overseas, and we all should be. That, to me, I think is one of the biggest reasons to vote for who you're going to vote for. But in terms of our day-to-day life in America, and I'm not talking about what's going on in Arkansas, I can only talk about right here, it feels the same to me. Other than things being a little more expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Holland Tunnel is now $17 to come through.
It's going to cost me more, Jerry. I'm going to hit with a fee for not holding my easy pass.
Is that because Joe Biden's president? I don't think so. I think it was pretty damn expensive when Trump was president, too. Right or wrong?
Yeah. No, those just keep going up.
You know,
there's certain things that I think always just incrementally go up.
The New Jersey Turnpike Authority raises their tolls regardless of who the president is.
Right.
So the whole politic thing, man, that's why I stay out of it.
So in 2 weeks, I would like to say in 2 weeks it'll be over, but you know it's going to go on and on.
Regardless of who wins, please just give us a decisive winner. No extra votes and counts and chads.
Hanging chads, Jerry.
Just please, just give us a... How about the guy who or the girl, whoever wins, they win it 54-49, and there's the margin of error is 1%.
Yeah.
Let's be definitive on this.
Yes.
God.
I agree.
It's just tiresome.
This is like replay in the NFL, where it's like, oh, another flag.
You're right.
Right?
Will we ever, like, really? I mean, Trump still complains that the last election, move on. You might be right. You might be wrong. I don't know. Here's where we are right now. Go win, go lose. Let's be decisive about it.
Correct.
That's what I would like to have happen.
I'm with you, Jerry. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. What's today, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Oh, tomorrow's Wednesday, then, that means.
Knicks start tonight.
The Knicks, you say. Who are they playing, Celtics?
Celtics. Have you figured out yet who the head coach of the Nets is? I asked you that in the warm-up show 4 hours ago, 5 hours ago.
No, I didn't.
You didn't even look it up, did you?
No.
Weren't interested to.
Didn't think about it.
How about the Devils? I asked you about that, too. No? No, okay.
We did confirm Patrick Waugh is still the Islanders coach.
Yes, which I forgot.
Yes.
I didn't remember if they renewed him or not. I haven't watched any Islander games this year.
Oh, yeah, Jerry. Oh, yeah.
Well, we got that coming up.
All right, Jerry, let's do that then. Warm-up show. See ya!